It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They'll be in hot Atlanta tonight. Bucks and Falcons. A matchup of red and black and red and pewter.
Who will be in attendance?
In Atlanta.
Charles Barkley. That's just a guess.
Who are the people that are trying to bring the Thrashers back? Are they going
to
be there?
Who's trying to do that?
There's like ownership groups trying to bring them back. I don't know.
Let's put our three-way parlay together. Thursday three-way. Each of us picks a leg of a parlay.
Also, Usher apparently is a famous person from Atlanta. Maybe Usher will be there. All right. You're going Mooney?
Darnell Mooney, 50-plus receiving. Give me that.
50-plus receiving.
Yeah, his line's 46.5. We can move it up to 50-plus, and that is even money, 50 yards.
All right. I am going to go... I'm going to make this a long shot. That's not even that big a long shot. I'm going to go Cade Otton anytime touchdown. You know, we talked about tight ends with Scott and how there's no good tight ends. One name that might be coming up a little bit, Cade Otton has 17 targets in his last 2 weeks for the Bucs. He is plus 380 to score a touchdown.
That's big money.
So I'm going to go Cade Otton.
I wish I could bet his blocking ability, but I will bet Bijan Robinson on the over on his rushing, over 59.5.
Okay. Do we want to be careful here? He has a hamstring injury. Is he going to play?
That's true.
He's going to miss?
I don't know. I just don't know what the latest is. The Bucs' run defense is not great. Neither is Atlanta's. Both these teams could see some runs against them. Is he going to play? That's all I want to know.
I also feel like his line being up means he's probably... Yeah, here we go. Bijan Robinson, good to go.
Okay.
Yep, he'll play.
Okay.
Over... I mean, he might be limited a little bit, but...
59.5?
I feel confident. I think he can do it. Looks good out there when he's blocking, so why not when he's rushing?
Let's do it. I got a no-sweat token.
Right.
10 to win, 153.
Love it. Bijan over 59.5, Mooney over 50,
and then Cade Otton touchdown.
So we need some offense in this game tonight. We should get some offense, right?
It's indoors.
Mayfield is playing like one of the better quarterbacks in the league so far. Another one of these, how about failed first-round picks that are just thriving now on a new team.
Josh Rosen's making a lot of calls these days. Hey, look, everybody else is doing all right.
Man, how bad do you have to be? I mean,
well, for what it's worth.
He's bad.
How different was his story than the other two? He went to Arizona, and they drafted another quarterback the next year. Like, he got no time to grow, no time, onto another team.
And it was over.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it would have been different. Just saying, Baker got how many different teams?
This is his fourth chance. Baker, though, did something on his first.
That's right.
And he did it immediately. He set the rookie touchdown record.
That's right. How about Darnold?
Darnold didn't do anything.
Was pretty bad in his first.
Yeah.
Modest backup on his second. Didn't play on his third.
He started for Carolina in his second, too.
Okay,
they were in Carolina at the same time.
That's right.
I think Darnold got hurt, then they got Mayfield. I don't remember how that winds up. But Darnold got two chances to start, was bad in both, and then Niners backup. But even this year, are we sure he would have played?
Who?
Darnold? If J.J. McCarthy was healthy?
It's a good question.
We might even be looking at this right now if Darnold hadn't played. Do the Vikings have a decision, by the way? Because he signed a 1-year contract, and if he looks great all year and they win the division,
Is that tough? Maybe it's not. Maybe you drafted the kid in the first round. He's the plan.
He's the plan.
And you don't pay Mitt Darnold what the going rate will be for him being the number one quarterback in free agency next year, by the way. That's the other thing. Darnold's in line to get paid. If he does this all year, there are no other quarterbacks. So if teams are looking for a ready-made starter right away, like, he is it.
And who should go after him?
Pittsburgh.
Miami.
But if you're Darnold, I would rather go to a spot where I know I'm the automatic starter right away, right? I'm not going there with Tua.
Well.
If I'm Darnold, I'm in line to get $30-plus million a year, and I am the unquestioned number one. Like, I'm going to...
Who's the latest contract to...
The Jets.
Who's the latest quarterback to go from 1 year of surprising success to $30 million?
Geno Smith.
With the same team. That's the thing.
But it would be the same team if they didn't have J.J. McCarthy,
that's
right?
That's
like,
right.
The only thing that I think prevents that is they drafted a kid.
But I think that's different. For one team to say, hey, it worked here, let's keep this thing going, is different than, it worked in Minnesota. Why am I giving you $30 million? Wouldn't I just...
Well, he's the whole... If you want a starter next year, he is the only idea. And if he has a full year of looking good, I think you could very easily convince yourself, hey, it was all Adam Gase and then the Carolina Panthers. And look, he got a good coach, and he was good. And I need a starter, and I don't have another option. So I need to get in this game. And I'm still, even if he gets, what, $30 million a year, that wouldn't be the going rate. He's making $25 million less than Trevor Lawrence in a single season. Like, I think he could get that. He couldn't get that from, like, who's going to need a quarterback next year? The Giants?
Okay.
Go back to New York?
Maybe Daboll really liked him in the pre-draft scouting process when the Bills took Allen.
Yeah.
Darnold's off the board.
I think the Steelers.
That's if Daboll can survive that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That job. 803-0550.
The Titans? They could get off Will Levis in 1 year, couldn't they? Second round pick.
I suppose it's possible. Jeremy and Joe, did you watch episode 1 of Love is Blind?
No, I did. I can't say I did. How was it?
Great. We got a great season.
Yeah?
We've got a great season.
There looks like some potential contestants that are going to make waves. That's what you want, right?
Listen to you. You sound like a person that just walked in and like,
I don't know.
You got some potential contestants?
I don't even know.
Make waves?
Are they even contestants? Would you call contestants?
They are characters. I mean, they are contributors. They are people.
Right.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, is this some show you watch because it's a bunch of train wreck people and it's drama and it's The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? Where it's catty, blah, 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 right? That's what you think?
Exactly, yes.
It's not that at all.
At all?
It's really not that. There's a little bit, tiny bit of that, but that's not it.
Uh-huh.
It's not what this show is. This show is, I'll defend Love is Blind to the death. This show is regular people, genuinely regular people. Some of them are really attractive. Some of them are regular attractive. These are not like Hollywood attractive, like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette gets, 30 wannabe actors that are trying to become famous. This is regular people. They go on these dates where they don't see each other and they decide to get married without seeing each other.
Okay.
Then they meet and they live together and they decide if they're going to go through with getting married. And this show, my evaluation of Love is Blind, the best thing about this show is the whole point is these people want to find someone and they don't want to base their relationship on looks. And you might think like, well, that sounds like a good idea, but doesn't everybody have a certain level of...
Mm-hmm.
This show will challenge your own beliefs on all that. People will get together. You'll think, there's no way they're going to stay together. And they do.
They stay together?
It is legitimately a I can't maybe go all the way to wholesome.
Wholesome. I mean, yeah, that's a leap.
Part of it is wholesome. Real big parts of it are wholesome. You feel happy for people. Real people. It is a great show. And I don't say that as any sort of like prisoner. The other thing that's about it that's great is this, Joe. I can't watch anything now because whether it's a dog needs to go outside or I got to check Twitter for the Devontae Adams watch or what. Like, I've got no attention span if it's not sports right now. This is a show. You can walk out of the room and come back. You didn't miss that much. You're fine. You answered a phone call. You text some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great show. I convinced Howard to do a guillotine league, and he liked it. And then he backed out.
He liked it so much that he's no longer in it.
He did it for a couple of years, but
he's not even in it anymore.
He liked it.
The league was invented for him, right? And he's gone.
That's right. He's no longer.
He's not even in it.
He is no longer in the league. That might be true, but he did like it. And I think you and your wife should watch one season of Love is Blind.
A season. Not even like an episode. I got to watch a season.
You'll be into it. In two episodes, you'll want to watch it.
In
I think
two
you should
episodes.
Do it. We'll have a new segment. It'll be called Joe Checks In on Love is Blind.
That sounds like a fantasy football punishment.
And yet it's not. It's a good show.
Uh-huh.
Wholesome. Happiness. Authenticity. There's legit there are some people that are, you know, weird.
Isn't the point of a dating show, though, to watch a dating show just to see the train wreck?
Like, that's the other shows.
You want to watch the train wreck.
This show, again, some of that comes out because relationships sometimes don't work out.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm telling you. And speaking to everybody out there, not just Joe.
I have a skepticism of calling it authentic when, again, what the concept is like after how long they decide if they're going to get married?
2 weeks.
And they've seen each other for how many days?
At the beginning, they haven't seen anybody at all.
That's what I mean.
Then there's a grand reveal where they meet. Then they live together for, I think, 3 weeks.
And then after 3 weeks, the decision is made.
Yeah.
And these are regular people that are deciding after 3 weeks if they're going to get married or not.
Maybe you should watch season one where there are multiple couples still married. Kids!
That's unlike the other dating shows, I think.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's unlike the other dating shows.
They do reunions. They're like, how are you guys doing? Like, oh, great. Like, no way you guys would stay together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. Just saying.
I don't know.
This has been my Love is Blind.
I got college football this week. I got hockey season starting. I got less bandwidth now for other shows. How many hockey games they play? They want to play more.
That's right. They're about to play a lot of hockey games. I got to get it in before hockey season.
Hockey, baseball. You're coming at me with this show. That poor timing by Love is Blind during the sports equinox month, where there is literally a game every single day the entire month.
That's true.
That would be tough.
Mina Kimes has a podcast on it. There you go. You like Mina Kimes.
On Love is Blind.
If she likes it, it's got to be good, right?
Mm. That's probably right. Yeah. Respect her opinion on almost everything.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. We've got our three-way parlay. Extendo Sports. I had a friend ask me why it's called Extendo Sports and what it is. Do you even know?
I do know.
Okay. Evan, do you know?
I have worked here for 2 years, and I have no idea what it is.
You know what? Let's just explain what Extendo Sports is when we get back. For anybody that has no idea, like, why do they say that? What does that even mean? What is it anymore? Remind me to just, I'll just tell everybody that maybe doesn't know what it is, how the name came about, what it is. It's not really anything anymore, but it used to be. So that's how we'll close the show. 803-0550 on WGR.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.